From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. U.S. senators of both political parties say the public's window into the ongoing Russia investigation and other related matters could be constrained now that a special counsel has been appointed to lead the probe. Senators spoke after meeting Thursday behind closed doors with Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein, who appointed former FBI Director Robert Mueller to lead the Justice Department's investigation of Russian meddling into last year's presidential election and any collusion by the Trump campaign. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina said it was a good decision to pick a special counsel and had some words of advice for Mueller.
If I were Mr. Mueller, I would jealously guard the witness pool.
Committees in both houses of Congress have invited former FBI Director James Comey to testify publicly, but Mueller may nix such an appearance, wanting to keep Comey's testimony out of the public eye until the special counsel's work is done. The Greek parliament approved another round of tough economic cuts and austerity measures Thursday to assure itself another installment of payment of European bailout funds. Greece may have to again face bankruptcy in July without the payment. All 153 lawmakers and Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras' leftist coalition voted for the cuts, while all the opposition members voted no. A Kenyan health official says the government has issued an alert over a cholera outbreak in the capital after 5 cases of the disease were confirmed and 3 other suspected cases were being investigated. Cholera is a fast-developing, highly contagious waterborne illness, and if left untreated, victims can die within hours. This is VOA. The Trump administration is set to impose new sanctions on members of the Venezuelan Supreme Court for stripping the opposition-led Congress of all powers earlier this year. Among those targeted is Michel Moreno, the president of the pro-government Supreme Court, who issued the ruling in late March. The ruling was later partially reversed amid international criticism, but it sparked a protest movement that has continued for nearly 2 months and left more than 40 people dead. On Thursday, U.S. President Donald Trump called the situation in Venezuela a disgrace to humanity and said the deadly political crisis is possibly the worst of its kind in decades. With the United States accusing Syrian President Bashar al-Assad's government of mass killings of prisoners and the use of crematoriums to burn the bodies, human rights advocates said the negotiations in Geneva this week on the Syria crisis could make detainee conditions a priority. United Nations Special Envoy for Syria, Stefan de Mistura, has been meeting separately with Syrian government and opposition delegations this week during the latest round of talks, hoping to bridge gaps between rival sides while ensuring any outcome is consistent with previously adopted UN Security Council resolutions. The U.S. State Department said on Monday that as many as 50 prisoners a day are being killed at the Saydnaya prison, one of Syria's largest and most secure prison complexes. It alleged that the government of President Bashar al-Assad then uses a crematorium installed inside Saydnaya facility to hide evidence of the mass killings. The White House signaled Congress that it wishes to renegotiate the North American Free Trade Agreement. Speaking at a U.S. State Department event, Mexican Foreign Minister Luis Videgaray said Mexico welcomes the renegotiation of NAFTA.
This is something that we very much welcome, and this is a development that we've been waiting for quite some time. It's good news for Mexico.
U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer told reporters NAFTA has helped strengthen U.S. agriculture, investment services, and energy sectors, but it has also hurt U.S. factories and resulted in well-paying manufacturing jobs being sent to Mexico. Lighthizer said that in a letter that NAFTA needs to be updated to more effectively address matters involving digital trade, intellectual property rights, and labor and environmental standards. You can find more news at our website, voanews.com. It's updated 24 hours a day. In Washington, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.